trained brain. This can be especially true in certain cultures where it's more acceptable to have a physical health problem than a mental one. Fourth, brain drain can be about sleep. Whether you have difficulty falling asleep or staying asleep, brain drain and sleep go hand in hand. Anyone who is tired will feel brain drained and have difficulty. Patience, calm, and ease are difficult for anyone to feel when they're not sleeping well. There is a chicken or the egg relationship to anxiety and insomnia. Anxiety can lead to insomnia, but insomnia can also lead to anxiety. The following quiz will help you discover how drained your brain is and hopefully shed some light on the root of your drained brain. As you take the quiz, notice if you see your answers cluster in one or more of these four areas. External stressors are addressed in questions 1 to 4, psychological underpinnings in questions 5 to 12, bodily-based drain in questions 13 to 17, and sleep in questions 18 to 20. Add up your score to see just how brain-drained you are. The Brain Drained Quiz. I've lost someone close to me or have just had a significant relationship end recently. For yes, score 4 points. For no, 0. I have experienced a major trauma in my life, like abuse, violent crime, war, or major accident. For yes, score 4 points. For no, 0. I have financial or legal problems. For yes, score 4 points. For no, 0. I have, or someone close to me, has significant health problems. For yes, score 4 points. For no, 0. Question 5. I get stuck in negative thoughts. Never, 0 points. Occasionally, 1 point. Sometimes, 2. Often, 3 points. All the time, 4 points. Question 6. I feel nervous. If never, score 0 points. Occasionally, score 1 point. Sometimes, 2. Often, 3 points. All the time, 4 points. 7. It's hard to relax. Never, 0. Occasionally, 1 point. Sometimes, 2. Often, 3. All the time, 4. 8. I worry about how things could go wrong. If never, 0 points. Occasionally, 1 point. Sometimes, 2 points. Often, 3 points. All the time, 4 points. Question 9. It's hard to make decisions. Never, 0. Occasionally, 1. Sometimes, 2. Often, 3. All the time, 4. 10. I feel out of control of important things in my life. Never, 0. Occasionally, 1. Sometimes, 2. Often, 3. All the time, 4. Question 11. I feel stressed out. Never, 0. Occasionally, 1. Sometimes, 2. Often, 3. All the time, 4 points. Question 12. It's difficult to cope with all the things I have to do. Never, 0. Occasionally, 1. Sometimes, 2. Often, 3. All the time, 4. Question 13. My body feels tense. If never, 0. If occasionally, 1. If sometimes, 2. Often, 3. All the time, 4. 14. I am jittery. If never, 0. Occasionally, 1. sometimes 2, often 3, all the time 4. I have digestive problems. If never 0, occasionally 1, sometimes 2, often 3, all the time 4. 16. My heart races. If never 0, occasionally 1, sometimes 2, often 3, all the time 4. Question 17. I have difficulty breathing. If never 0, occasionally 1, sometimes 2, often 3, all the time 4. Question 18. I'm exhausted. If never 0, occasionally 1, sometimes 2, often 3, all the time 4. Question 19. I have trouble falling asleep. If never 0, occasionally 1, sometimes 2, often 3, all the time 4. Question 20. I have difficulty staying asleep. If never 0, occasionally 1, sometimes 2, often 3, all the time 4. Scoring. 9 points or below. Balanced brain. Parasympathetic nervous system dominance. You move through the world with ease. You're able to move quickly through difficult and stressful events without getting bogged down by them. There aren't too many large stressors present in your life right now, and if there is one, you're good at dealing with the stress. Your brain is balanced with high levels of feel-good neurotransmitters and low levels of stress hormones. Your cortisol melatonin levels also follow a healthy 24-hour cycle. One dips as the other rises. Also, your brain shows mild parasympathetic nervous system, e.g. rest and digest, dominance. When the sympathetic nervous system, the fight, flight, or freeze, is activated, the pattern looks like a rolling wave, up briefly and then back down easily. If you scored a 10 to 14, you show mild brain drain or mild sympathetic nervous system dominance. Your brain is somewhat drained. If sleep is a problem, your cortisol melatonin levels are likely out of balance or are not following a 24-hour cycle. If it has more to do with stress, anxiety, or physical problems, it may be the result of mild sympathetic nervous system dominance. In this case, brain drainers like cortisol and adrenaline may be moderately high, and one or two feel-good chemicals may run somewhat low. You are most likely experiencing the most common neurochemical footprint associated with this state, light drain. This quiz may offer some clues to which of the brain drainers and balancers are out of whack in mild cases. Questions 5 to 12 may indicate low serotonin and or GABA since anxiety runs high. Questions 13 to 17 may indicate high adrenaline and norepinephrine since they indicate physical symptoms. And questions 18 to 20 may indicate low melatonin and high cortisol. If you scored 15 or above, moderate to major brain drain, major sympathetic nervous system dominance. You're drained, and chances are you know it. You feel frazzled, stressed, fatigued, and exhausted quite often. If your stress response tends to go high and stay high, you may be experiencing the skyrocket form of sympathetic nervous system dominance. If you begin to feel frazzled but soon lack the energy to get through a crisis, your neurochemical footprint may be drop drain. Either way, you may consider yourself a worrier and have difficulty moving on after stressful events. Difficulty sleeping soundly is likely. There's probably one or more physical problems present, including problems with digestion or immunity. Additionally, your 24-hour cortisol melatonin levels aren't peaking and dipping at the right time. If you've survived a severe and untreated trauma, your sympathetic nervous system dominance may be manifesting itself as extreme drain. This neurochemical footprint can also develop over time if skyrocket drain is left untreated. In extreme drain, adrenaline and norepinephrine are high, but cortisol remains low. Major sympathetic nervous system dominance also means you are likely low in most or all of the brain-balancing neurotransmitters: acetylcholine, GABA, serotonin, melatonin, oxytocin, and endorphins. Your sympathetic nervous system displays major dominance, and your parasympathetic nervous system is weak or non-existent. No matter how drained your brain is right now, don't worry about how bad it seems. The strategies I present in the rest of this book will help you balance your brain and bring you back to your regular self. How to use this book. Now that you understand what brain drain is and know where you stand on the spectrum, here's how you'll move forward with this book. Part 2 will teach you all about the bigger picture lifestyle changes that are important for creating and maintaining balance. Part 3 will give you simple in-the-moment tools. Part 4 is a 2-week program that puts the lifestyle changes and tools together in a simple, easy-to-use daily regimen. You can use the quiz in this chapter as a baseline to track your progress. Retake the quiz after you finish the program or after you implement some of the other advice to see how much you've improved. Feelings are information. Your anxiety, stress, exhaustion, or insomnia are present in your life to say that you could be doing something differently to feel better and less drained. And that's exactly what we're going to do. Part 2. The Brain Drain Fix. Chapter 6. Balance Your Blood Sugar. Janet was a 48-year-old woman who struggled with her weight and anxiety her entire life. Recently, she was diagnosed with prediabetes, which only added to her worry. Although her diagnosis didn't surprise her, it was becoming more and more difficult for Janet to stop overeating and lose weight. Recently divorced, she felt insecure about her age and body. For Janet, a big bowl of pasta followed by ice cream comforted her on nights alone in front of the TV. Of course, increasing anxiety means serotonin levels go down, creating more carb cravings since processed carbs, sugar, and flour release a surge of serotonin. In the moment, Janet felt better as she used carbs as self-medication. But the constant blood sugar spikes would eventually turn her prediabetes into diabetes and lead to more weight gain, which would increase her insecurities and shrink her hippocampus, making her less able to deal with stress. This would, of course, lead to even more brain drain. This vicious cycle is what brought Janet to me. She needed help climbing out of this hole so she could feel better and create the life she wanted. "It's just so hard," she said. "I look around at other people eating anything they want, and it makes me so angry. I gain 5 pounds if I even have a few pieces of bread. My metabolism makes it so much harder for me than other people, and it's only getting harder as I get older. Now that I'm pre-diabetic, I feel like I'm not allowed to eat anything good at all, and lately food has been the only thing that makes me feel better. Now I can't even do that. Honestly, I reach this point where sometimes I just give up and eat everything I'm not supposed to. Fries, pasta, pizza, bread. I mean, what's the point of life if you can't enjoy bread?" As I spoke more with Janet, I quickly came to realize that her brain imbalance was likely due in part to low serotonin levels, which meant we needed to work on raising those to counteract the dependence she felt on food. With a bit of digging into her past, we were able to figure out that Janet often found herself in a spiral of pessimistic thinking, believing that she wouldn't be able to handle life. By shifting the focus to her past successes and her strengths, we came up with a plan. What does the powerful, confident Janet do differently in her life? Paint a picture for me. What does a typical day look like? Well, I'd be eating healthy again. I used to love gardening and making caprese salad with the tomatoes and herbs in my garden, she said with a smile. And I have so many friends I've been neglecting lately because I just haven't felt very social. Sounds like a great place to start, I replied. So now you have your homework. And it also sounds like you're identifying other activities like gardening and talking to friends that will be your replacement therapy. Those activities release the same serotonin that you now get through binging on carbs, and they'll help to mitigate the withdrawal symptoms and temporary cortisol spikes food addicts feel when they switch to healthier ways of eating. Think of gardening and talking to friends like a nicotine patch for a smoker, only better and more fun. Find other ways to boost feel-good serotonin through healthier activities. The abuser, sugar, the victim, your brain. Part of Janet's story is probably relatable to most of us. Using food as self-medication is, after all, the most socially acceptable way to drug yourself. We all know that pints of ice cream put band-aids on worries and broken hearts. But sugar can be a disaster for your brain. It's vital for all of us to reduce the blood sugar spikes lurking in all the tempting food most Americans are presented with 24/7. Remember, these processed foods are extremely profitable to food companies and restaurants. The profit margin on soda and processed foods is sky high. The margin on healthy proteins and organic vegetables is pretty low. This means the processed foods and soda are marketed to you more heavily to keep the shareholders happy. While they tempt you to improve their bottom line, your waistline ends up paying the price. And as your waistline grows with blood sugar spiking foods, your hippocampus shrinks. Remember, this is the part of the brain that helps you remain resilient in the faces of stress and helps mood regulation by controlling your sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous systems. It's also the part of the brain where the most neurogenesis, the growth of new brain cells, occurs. As we discussed in Chapter 3, research has established the way extreme stress from childhood trauma can damage the hippocampus. But now we also know that sugar and other blood sugar spiking food can wreak the same havoc as trauma or extreme stress. The result? High levels of brain drainers like cortisol, which in turn can also lower levels of feel-good hormones like serotonin. In a groundbreaking experiment published in 2016, baby rats were divided into four groups. Early childhood trauma was mimicked in one group by only giving these baby rats limited nesting material, which alters maternal behavior and spikes cortisol. This was meant to recreate the high cortisol state of a child suffering extreme stress and neglect. These stressed rats were then subdivided into two groups, one that got food and water, and one that got food and sugar water. Another group of baby rats who weren't subjected to the stressful early life experience also were divided into the same two groups, food and water or food and sugar water. Thus, there were four groups, stressed without sugar, stressed with sugar, unstressed without sugar, and unstressed with sugar. The surprising results? The unstressed with sugar had similar negative changes in the hippocampus as the two stressed groups subjected to trauma and neglect. The changes also affected the way cortisol was processed by altering its receptors in the unstressed with sugar group. The takeaway: we now know that spiking your blood sugar damages your brain in the same way as extreme childhood stress or trauma. This relationship has recently been demonstrated in studies with humans as well. In 2015, the first human study demonstrating associations between diet and hippocampus volume was published. This study looked at people who followed a prudent diet versus the blood sugar spiking Western diet. The prudent diet was associated with a larger hippocampus, and the Western one was associated with a smaller hippocampus. And these relationships held true even when accounting for other variables like education or physical activity levels. Other studies have shown other parts of the brain and systems associated with stress are affected as well. In research published in 2015, we see what happens when people withdraw from an unhealthy blood sugar spiking Western diet. Genes that affect stress are altered. When rats went from an unhealthy diet to a healthier one, cortisol spikes resulted. This highlights the fact that we can truly be addicted to unhealthy food, and withdrawal symptoms result when you try to cut back. This study also showed changes in the amygdala, one of the parts of the brain affected by emotionally traumatic events and brain drain when changes in diet occur. When rats went from the healthy diet to the unhealthy one, the receptor in the amygdala to which cortisol binds was negatively affected as well. This demonstrates that we can truly numb and self-medicate ourselves temporarily with unhealthy food. Blood sugar spiking foods have the power to neurochemically lure us with short-term pleasure and sedation while setting us up for long-term stress, anxiety, and a drained brain. All of this really changes how we think about the relationship between drained brains and blood sugar spiking foods. The link between blood sugar spikes with diabetes, obesity, and dementia had previously been established. Now we can also put a decreased resiliency to stress and a drained, shrunken brain on that list. With all of the processed foods we eat, is it any wonder so many people struggle with stress and anxiety? Another way that sugar affects your brain is by negatively affecting your sleep. In a study from Columbia University, people who ate the most sugar throughout the day had more arousals during sleep. These intrusions can pull you out of deep sleep without consciously waking you. So you may not even be aware your carbs are preventing you from sleeping well at night, except that you may notice fatigue and increased hunger the next day. Like too much alcohol, a big plate of pasta can create a sedated food coma that may help you fall asleep, but then prevent deep sleep. Processed carbs like foods high in flour were also correlated with these sleep arousals, and unhealthy carbs can delay your body's release of sleep-inducing melatonin. Of course, lack of sleep creates a vicious cycle, since being sleep-deprived makes it harder to deal with stresses you face during the day. And it also releases hormones that make you crave unhealthy foods that will spike your blood sugar, which of course prevent the next night of good sleep. One study found men who slept for a shorter amount of time for just one night reported almost 50% higher hunger ratings compared with those who slept for 7 hours. Lack of sleep also spikes your risk for a wide range of other disorders like heart disease and high blood pressure. And so the vicious cycle continues. The result? Becoming drained. The solution? Cut foods with a high glycemic index or load and replace them with lower glycemic index or load foods. Glycemic index and glycemic load. What do I mean by cut foods with a high glycemic index or load? Basically, replace the foods that spike your blood sugar with foods that keep it steady. To determine which foods are draining and which are balancing, you can use their glycemic index and glycemic load measurements. The glycemic index gives an approximate measure of how much a carbohydrate in a food raises your body's blood glucose level. A high GI food will raise your glucose level a great deal. A low GI food will not. Beans, small seeds, and strawberries are examples of low GI foods, with a ranking below 55. Medium GI foods like basmati rice and bananas have a ranking between 56 and 69. High GI foods, like the ones so pervasive in our diet, have a GI of more than 70. White bread, white rice, pasta, cookies, candy, cake, and even most whole wheat breads are all examples of high GI foods. The glycemic load measurement, which was created by researchers at Harvard, is based on the glycemic index, but also takes into account the serving size of a food to more accurately calculate the blood sugar spikes. The numerical values are different since the glycemic load is calculated by multiplying the glycemic index by the number of carbohydrate grams in one serving of that food and then dividing by 100. Thus, a low glycemic low food has a ranking under 10, medium glycemic load foods have rankings between 10 and 20, high glycemic load foods have rankings 20 or above. While many unhealthy foods are both high glycemic index and high glycemic load, like soda, candy bars, and donuts, the glycemic load measurement does help to adjust for healthy foods like carrots that may have a high glycemic index but a low glycemic load, since the average serving of carrots does not spike blood glucose levels. Takeaway: glycemic index matters, but the amount of food you eat should be considered as well. Instead of getting caught up on the exact numerical ranking of a food's glycemic index or glycemic load or measuring serving sizes, we will focus on reducing the worst culprits of brain-draining blood sugar spikes. Sugar, flour, and processed foods that are also commonly have emulsifiers that cause inflammation of the gut and thus stress, while increasing the amount of whole foods like vegetables, fruits, natural sources of fiber, and healthy proteins and fats that protect the brain. High glycemic index and high glycemic load foods aren't just bad for your waistline. They profoundly negatively affect the brain and the body and create growth factors that help cancer cells grow and divide. For a list of high glycemic index and high glycemic load rankings for more than 100 common foods, you can Google a website from Harvard. Replacing your sweetness. Since we're talking about sweets and sugar, I want to specifically address some of the swaps that people make to eat healthier while still having sweetness in their diet. The first of these is replacing soda with fruit juice. While fruit juice is the lesser of two evils in this case, it's not a great choice for a couple of reasons. First, juicing fruit leaves the sugar while reducing the blood sugar stabilizing fiber provided by the pulp and skin of the whole fruit. The result? Apple juice can spike your blood sugar like chips or pasta. While some people might argue that this sugar is okay because it's natural, this is unfortunately not the case. Fructose, the natural sugar in fruit, has actually been linked to anxiety. In an experiment looking at this relationship, rats were divided into two groups, one that ate a healthy diet and one that ate a diet high in fructose. The rats were then exposed to a stressor. Teenage rats displayed anxious behavior when facing the stressor, in addition to higher levels of cortisol. This affected genes that potentially lead to a dysfunctional stress response and decreased resiliency in the face of stress. So what's the solution here? If you're thirsty and want sweetness, aim for water and whole fruit. When you eat an apple, including its skin, you've got fiber to balance your blood sugar, protect your brain, and promote restful sleep. And bonus, when eaten more slowly as people tend to do when they chew, it also allows the fiber time to register in your brain as the feeling of fullness, something that is bypassed when downing a glass of fruit juice. You can also feel free to drink vegetable juice since it doesn't have the sugar content of most fruit juices. Or if you can't let go of fruit juice, dilute it with sparkling water or mix a little fruit juice with veggie juice to cut the blood sugar spike that can drain the brain. You can also drink unsweetened iced tea and zero-calorie stevia-sweetened beverages like Vitamin Water Zero as you ditch soda. The other swap I want to address here is added sweeteners. Over the years, we've been told that agave is a healthy alternative to sugar. Unfortunately, this isn't true. The goodness of agave came as a reaction to the public's understanding that the high fructose corn syrup, which began to replace cane sugar as a sweetener in the 1970s, was harmful. We were looking to natural sweeteners rather than the processed versions of white sugar and corn syrup. But agave and natural sweeteners such as honey, molasses, and maple syrup are all high in fructose. Artificial sweeteners like aspartame or Equal or NutraSweet, saccharin, aka Sweet and Low, and sucralose or Splenda have also been used to replace the sweetness of sugar while avoiding the calories that other sweeteners provide. However, these have been linked to obesity, possibly by recalibrating your taste buds to prefer sweet and blood sugar spiking foods. They also reduce levels of good bacteria in the gut. That's important because when levels of good gut bacteria go down, anxiety rises. The best option for adding sweetness is stevia, which has a glycemic index of 0. Very limited amounts of real maple syrup and honey, especially Manuka honey, are also acceptable since they have both relatively low GI values. Recent science has also shown both may contain valuable health benefits, including minerals that can combat stress. Manuka honey from New Zealand is the best form of honey since it may have health benefits like reducing reflux and digestive problems that many brain-drained individuals face. But use these two sweeteners in very small amounts as an occasional treat since they do contain fructose, which in large amounts can lead to health problems and anxiety. You can also look to other spices to take the place of sugar. For example, you can sprinkle cinnamon in your oatmeal or tea instead of sugar. By making this change, you'll prevent a brain-draining blood sugar spike. Cinnamon also has anti-inflammatory and antioxidant effects, whereas sugar creates inflammation. Blood sugar safe swaps. Replacing soda with another sweet beverage is one kind of swap, but we also have to take into account swaps for food that may not seem sweet, but actually rank high on the GI scale. Things like rice, bread, and pasta that break down into sugar and spike your blood sugar level. These swaps are easier than you might think. Try sprouted flourless bread instead of your favorite white or even whole wheat bread. Instead of white rice or pasta, try mixing your veggies with quinoa or sprouted barley. Or try cauliflower rice, which is now available in bags in the freezer section or refrigerated section of most grocery stores. Instead of regular white pasta, try zucchini noodles or shirataki noodles. Instead of macaroni salad, try an organic egg or chickpea salad. The general rule is to swap out your blood sugar spiking simple carbs with vegetables or more complex carbs, including brown rice, quinoa, barley, oatmeal, bulgur wheat, millet, couscous, and spelt. While complex carbs are still made of sugar, they break down more slowly, so they don't spike your blood sugar as much as bread. Here are some other ideas that can help keep blood sugar in check. Cut the pasta in half and sub zucchini or spaghetti squash noodles for half. You can use a vegetable peeler or an inexpensive spiralizer to make zucchini noodles. When choosing pasta, spaghetti spikes blood sugar less than shapes like macaroni. Thicker spaghetti spikes blood sugar less than thin spaghetti. When you do cook pasta, prepare it al dente style. Overcooking pasta increases its glycemic index, so set the timer for a minute or two below the suggested cooking time. When you're making pasta, use half as much pasta and add broccoli or cauliflower. When I make my favorite childhood treat, macaroni and cheese, I throw out half the pasta and add bulk with broccoli and cauliflower. Of course, I also use organic milk and butter or olive oil. At Subway, ask your bread to be shelled out to cut your carbs in half. While you're at it, ask for low glycemic veggies like spinach, tomatoes, olives, and green peppers. Load up on low GI dressings like vinegar and mustard. Or when you get your sandwich, just eat half of the bread. When ordering pizza, ditch the deep dish or traditional for thin crust. Instead of eating four slices for dinner, eat a big salad with vinegar and olive oil first, and then just one or two slices of pizza. Generally favor the recommended sources of healthier carbs in the program section of this book, which include whole grains like quinoa and barley. In general, eat carbs in the presence of healthy fats and fiber, which can help reduce brain-draining blood sugar spikes. These swaps are better for two reasons. First, they significantly bring down the glycemic load of your food. White and even most whole wheat breads have a glycemic index in the 70s, whereas sprouted bread has a glycemic index in the 30s. And substituting spaghetti squash for half of your pasta cuts down your blood sugar spikes significantly for that meal. With just one simple substitution, you'll have reduced your blood sugar spikes by at least half, which can keep your hippocampus in tip-top shape. This will help you feel less drained and more balanced. Blood sugar smart tips. In addition to the swaps above, there are some simple additions you can make to your diet that can minimize draining blood sugar spikes. Number one, eat raw or slightly cooked vegetables. The more you cook a vegetable, the more you may compromise the blood sugar blocking capabilities of the fiber it contains. This fiber can minimize some of the blood sugar spikes created by carbs, especially when you eat the vegetable before the carb. Number two, use vinegar. Vinegar has been shown to keep blood sugar levels in check by preventing some of the starch in bread or pasta from turning into sugar. You'll effortlessly lower your blood sugar by switching from store-bought salad dressings that often contain sugar to a simple blend of vinegar and olive oil. Number three, drink tea. Tea may reduce the amount of glucose absorbed by the intestine, which reduces blood sugar spikes. So drink a glass of unsweetened black iced tea at lunch. One study showed black tea did this better than other types of tea. White tea was second best at preventing blood sugar spikes and also contains very little caffeine, which makes it a great choice to accompany dinner at night. This blood sugar spike protection is an added bonus to the stress-fighting compounds theanine and EGCG found in tea. Four. Enjoy some red wine. For those without a history of alcoholism or problem drinking, a glass of red wine with dinner may lessen blood sugar spikes by preventing intestinal glucose absorption and reducing your liver's production of glucose. One study found that red wine may be more effective at blocking glucose absorption than white wine. One glass of wine can balance the brain, but more can drain it, since excess alcohol increases cortisol levels. Now that you know that blood sugar spikes can shrink your brain and make you more vulnerable to stress, I am going to tell you about foods that will not only keep your blood sugar balanced, but also heal your body. By making these healthier alternatives a normal part of your everyday diet, you'll feel much better. Chapter 7. Calm your brain. So you've eliminated the foods that are spiking your blood sugar. Now let's look at some of the foods that can help heal your brain, namely vegetables and whole fruit. But first, let's pick up with Janet, who we met at the beginning of the last chapter. I can happily report that Janet is now back to the vibrant, social, and happy version of herself she was once afraid was gone forever. She combined two of her favorite replacement activities, gardening and socializing, to help her get the serotonin she used to get from eating bread and pasta. While it took her a few weeks to become an integral part of the group of friends she had been neglecting, Janet now sees her friends regularly. Hosting dinner parties as a self-proclaimed healthy organic foodie with fresh rosemary, oregano, and thyme from her garden, served over fresh ripe tomatoes with olive oil, has helped her lose weight without feeling deprived. Her blood sugar levels have improved, which has helped her feel less anxious about her health. Janet now reports the act of caring for these herbs and tomatoes helps her appreciate and savor every bite, so there is an inherent mindfulness to her healthy eating. The days of her turning to food as a substitute for what was missing in her life are over. Now she uses food as a way to bring people together, and by doing so uses it to celebrate how full her life is. As Janet has begun to feel better about herself, she says improving other areas of her life is easier. With her newfound self-confidence, she travels more, loves hiking, and has begun dating again. Janet has created a brain-balancing snowball effect in her brain, where every healthy choice she makes leads to another activity that promotes a sense of peace and well-being. Your brain's friends, fruits and vegetables. As you know, sugar, flour, and other processed carbs can shrink the hippocampus, making you less able to deal with stress and draining the brain. But the antioxidants that are found in vegetables and whole fruits can help protect the hippocampus from losing volume by combating oxidation, another process that can shrink this part of the brain. Fruits and vegetables are also full of fiber, which has been linked to more deep, slow-wave sleep. This is possibly due to the fact that fiber can slow digestion, preventing the sleep-disrupting blood sugar spikes. But eating more fruits and vegetables isn't just about preventing brain-shrinking blood sugar spikes. They also work in other more complex ways to help protect your brain from stress and anxiety. They are rich in cofactors, the specific vitamins and minerals your brain needs to make your two primary stress-relieving brain boosters, serotonin and GABA. This is important because, as you'll recall, healthy levels of serotonin and GABA help you feel more optimistic and peaceful. You're less likely to engage in self-medicating behaviors like eating carbs in front of the TV by yourself, and more likely to want to engage in healthy behaviors like exercise and connection with loved ones. Over time, this helps to keep cortisol levels down as you move through life with more peace and ease. This is vital since there is an inverse relationship between cortisol and brain balancers like GABA and serotonin. High levels of cortisol can block your body's production of both of these brain balancers. To heal brain drain, we need more healthy and natural ways to support serotonin and GABA as we reduce high cortisol. These two brain balancers can be made from the foods you eat. Let's look at a very simplified diagram of serotonin and GABA and how they are made from the amino acids, with the help of cofactor vitamins and minerals that are found abundantly in healthy, low GI foods like vegetables, whole fruits, healthy proteins, fats, and grains. Tryptophan, the amino acid found in foods like quinoa, is converted into 5-HTP, the precursor to serotonin, which is converted into serotonin, an anxiety and stress-relieving neurotransmitter. Eating enough tryptophan-rich foods is vital in relieving stress and anxiety since this amino acid helps your body to produce soothing serotonin. For people who have been diagnosed with anxiety, a lack of tryptophan can lead to a relapse and panic. But it's not just about getting enough tryptophan in your diet, because your body has trouble with this conversion if it's lacking in cofactors. What happens when your body doesn't have enough folate, vitamin B6, vitamin C, zinc, and magnesium from other healthy foods? Less soothing serotonin is made. Of course, the problems don't stop there. Since serotonin metabolizes into melatonin, you may also have trouble sleeping. This is especially true as people get older and melatonin production slows down. So if you really want to pacify and relieve your brain, eating a variety of healthy foods, including a diet rich in vegetables, whole fruits, and healthy proteins and fats, helps your body to get everything it needs to manufacture serotonin. After all, most of your serotonin is found in your gut, not your brain. Here's just one example of how to maximize serotonin production. Tryptophan from quinoa, with the help of folate from spinach, is converted into 5-HTP. Then with the help of vitamin B6 from bananas and vitamin C from raspberries and zinc from chickpeas and magnesium from Swiss chard, is converted into serotonin, which helps you stress less, which is then converted into melatonin, which helps you sleep soundly. Now, let's look at the way your body makes your other soothing, brain-balancing neurotransmitter, GABA. Glutamine, an amino acid found in spinach, is converted into GABA, an anxiety and stress-relieving neurotransmitter. This same principle also applies to GABA. Your body has trouble making enough of this soothing neurotransmitter when your diet lacks the amino acid glutamine, with vitamin and mineral cofactors found in healthy foods. Increasing levels of glutamine has been shown to increase anxiety and stress-relieving GABA in the body by 30%. So, to help your body make this stress-relieving chemical, it's vital to get enough glutamine through a wide variety of healthy foods to help provide cofactors needed for the conversion. Here's an example of a way to optimize GABA production with healthy foods. Glutamine from spinach, with the help of vitamin B6 from carrots and magnesium from broccoli and zinc from pumpkin seeds, is then converted into GABA, a brain-balancing neurotransmitter. While GABA has fewer cofactors than serotonin, other vitamins and minerals, including potassium, magnesium, and zinc, help GABA release in other ways. Theanine, an amino acid found in tea, enhances GABA. Serotonin also enhances GABA production, so the vitamin C from raspberries that helped your body make serotonin can also then go on to synergistically support GABA levels. Instead of obsessing over every vitamin cofactor or taking heaps of supplements with every vitamin and mineral known to man, here's a simple way to ensure you'll be getting the cofactors you'll need. Eat 7 servings of vegetables and whole fruits every day. The only one that won't count in the program you'll follow? Blood sugar spiking white potatoes. The proof this works? In 2013, a study of over 80,000 people found that people who ate that magic number of 7 servings per day were less nervous and happier, and had higher levels of life satisfaction and well-being. The average American only eats about 3 per day. The link between 7 servings and less stress makes sense for a variety of reasons. First, vegetables and fruit have antioxidants that combat the oxidation that shrinks the hippocampus. Second, you're less likely to crave unhealthy foods when you fill up on low-calorie, high-fiber veggies and whole fruits. Less overeating means fewer high blood sugar spikes, which prevents potential volume loss in the hippocampus. Third, the fiber in vegetables and whole fruits means restful, restorative sleep. Better sleep means fewer unhealthy food cravings and more patience during stressful days. Fourth, vegetables and fruits are disease-preventing powerhouses that can help you avoid illnesses that would, of course, lead to stress. And finally, this large number of servings ensures you're getting the cofactors that you need to naturally produce healthy levels of serotonin and GABA, keeping you happy, healthy, and calm. Organic versus conventional. While eating organic is a good general rule of thumb, it can also be both hard to find organic foods and expensive to purchase them. Solution? Favor organic in general, but especially for fruits and vegetables that have been shown to be very high in pesticides when conventionally farmed. Strawberries and apples are notoriously dirty unless they're organic. Those that have a protective non-edible shell, like bananas and oranges, tend to be cleaner in general. But if you only eat fruits and veggies with non-edible shells, you miss out on some of the wonderful sleep-promoting fiber found in edible fruit skins and vegetables with no protective shell. The Environmental Working Group does amazing work prioritizing which fruits and vegetables you should buy organic. Below is the complete list of the Environmental Working Group's result of pesticide tests of the most popular produce items in order from the dirtiest to the cleanest when conventionally raised. Anything near the beginning of the list is essential to buy organic. The closer it is to the end, the safer it is to buy conventionally raised. Strawberries, apples, nectarines, peaches, celery, grapes, cherries, spinach, tomatoes, sweet bell peppers, cherry tomatoes, cucumbers, snap peas, imported, blueberries, domestic, potatoes, hot peppers, lettuce, kale and collards, blueberries, imported, green beans, plums, pears, raspberries, carrots, winter squash, tangerines, summer squash, snap peas, domestic, green onions, bananas, oranges, watermelon, broccoli, sweet potatoes, mushrooms, cauliflower, cantaloupe, grapefruit, honey melon, eggplant, kiwi, papaya, mangoes, asparagus, onions, sweet peas frozen, cabbage, pineapples, sweet corn, avocados. Calming cofactors. Let's look at the dietary sources of some of these aforementioned amino acids along with their vitamin and mineral cofactors that help manufacture feel-good serotonin and GABA while keeping blood sugar in check. We'll also take a look at the specific ways they each can balance drained brains. Many of the natural nutritional stress relievers on this list are found in vegetables and fruits, and others are also found in protein, including meat, fish, and dairy. Number 1. What to get? Tryptophan. Tryptophan is the amino acid that your body converts into 5-HTP and then soothing serotonin with the help of cofactors folate, vitamin B6, vitamin C, zinc, and magnesium. Since serotonin is later converted into melatonin, it can also help you sleep better at night. Where to get it? Chia seeds, sunflower seeds, flax seeds, pistachios, cashews, almonds, hazelnuts, peanuts, soybeans, tofu, tempeh, cheese, buckwheat, wheat bran, wheat germ, quinoa, beans, salmon, cod, perch, meat, eggs, granola, milk, yogurt, chocolate, avocado, bananas, tamarind. Number 2. What to get? Glutamine. Glutamine is the amino acid precursor to one of your body's main brain-soothing chemicals, GABA. Like other amino acids, it is involved in protein synthesis. By eating whole foods containing amino acids as part of a healthy, well-rounded diet, including the cofactors magnesium and vitamin B6, you will bring your body and nervous system back into blissful balance. Where to get it? beef, chicken, pork, fish, eggs, bean, cabbage, kale, parsley, beets, Brussels sprouts, dairy, milk, quinoa, almonds, pistachios, walnuts, seeds, peanut butter. Number 3, what to get. Vitamin B6. Stress can lower vitamin B6 levels, so getting enough of it is vital when you're feeling drained. B vitamins are stress-relieving powerhouses, and vitamin B6 is essential since it acts as a cofactor for two brain-balancing neurotransmitters, serotonin and GABA. It helps your body to convert 5-HTP, which is manufactured from tryptophan, into serotonin, and the amino acid glutamine into GABA. It's also involved in the production of melatonin, which helps promote sleep, which is why some melatonin supplements also contain B vitamins. Vitamin B6 is essential to your nervous system and also supports healthy function of your adrenal glands, which can drain or balance your brain. It also helps your body turn the foods you eat into usable energy. It has even proven helpful in treating the symptoms of PMS and ADHD. Vitamin B6 deficiencies are common. An extreme deficiency can produce irritability, nervousness, and insomnia. Where to get it? Carrots, spinach, peas, bananas, sunflower seeds, pistachios, lentils, chickpeas, salmon, shrimp, turkey, beef, pork, milk. Number 4. What to get? Folate, also known as vitamin B9. Stress also lowers levels of folate. Folate is a B vitamin that helps your brain convert the tryptophan in your diet into 5-HTP, which is then converted into calming feel-good serotonin. It plays such a large role in mood regulation that it's now available as a prescription, which is sometimes used to help treat depression. Folate also helps to support healthy adrenal function. Instead of taking a pill, you can get your folate fix by eating a wide variety of vegetables and beans. You may be familiar with folic acid, the synthetic form of folate found in fortified products like cereals and other grains. But most Americans eat far too many carbohydrates, which, as you know, can drain brains by spiking blood sugar. The naturally occurring folate found in vegetables is more effective and better for you than folic acid added to cereals and other carbs. Thus, the better solution is to get more folate from two sources almost everyone could afford to eat more of: green vegetables and beans. Where to get it? Spinach, Brussels sprouts, kale, romaine, mushrooms, asparagus, bananas, melon, lemons, Swiss chard, broccoli, lentils, black beans, kidney beans, black-eyed peas. Number 5. What to get? Vitamin B12. As you'll learn in the chapter on probiotics, gut bacteria have amazing brain benefits for humans. In animals, gut bacteria produce this vitamin, which we digest when we eat animal products or seafood. A vitamin B12 deficiency can cause depression, fatigue, and weakness. Some mind-body conditions that interfere with proper digestion and absorption, like Crohn's disease, can lead to a B12 deficiency. Antacids can lead to a deficiency as well, since stomach acid is required for absorption of this vitamin. Older adults, vegetarians, and people who have had weight loss surgery are at increased risk for deficiency. The CDC's National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey estimated up to 20% of adults over 50 have borderline low levels of vitamin B12. This may be partially because stomach acid production that is needed for absorption declines as we age. In addition to stress, vitamin B12 may also help improve sleep by resetting circadian rhythms. Where to get it? Beef, salmon, sardines, mackerel, egg, milk, yogurt. For vegans and vegetarians, consider fortified cereals, fortified soy, or a fortified yeast like Red Star Nutritional Yeast. Vitamin B12 is light sensitive, so store fortified yeast in a cool, dark place. Number 6. What to get? Thiamine, also known as thiamine or vitamin B1. Like the other B vitamins, thiamine is essential in supporting the nervous system and adrenal function. It can help support the immune system when it's fighting stress while also helping to keep cortisol levels in check. Thiamine deficiencies are less common than vitamin B6 or B12 deficiencies, but they do exist and can cause irritability.